good morning. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's up, man?
You thought it was just another Monday morning.
Turns out
you were dead wrong.
Another morning show behind bars.
Two guys thought they could do a funny morning show. Turns out they were dead wrong.
I'm Officer John Bunnell. Is that guy still on? Is he still doing it?
I hope so. I hope so. He should do that till the day he dies, because it is the greatest thing in the world.
Looks like he's always looking into the sun. You know,
always,
he's always got that squinty look. Walking towards the camera.
Nothing better. There's still the greatest intro ever is there's one intro where he just comes just whipping up in a cop car. Just he jits out,
jumps
like
up.
And someone like throws him a shotgun. Like, and it's just like, what? What is happening here?
What's going on? He just showed up. Is this live?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he gonna go bust this dude?
Yeah.
San Diego, California.
This week justice comes at the end of a 12-gun shotgun. 12-gauge shotgun. It's like, Jesus, man. He's into it. Anyway, all right, before I get distracted with Officer John Pinnell, we got to keep removing. It's the Plan B Morning Show, and it's time for your WTF of the
day. It's time for your WTF.
WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? What's up? This one involves chickens. Chickens!
What are we having, chicken or chicken?
McNuggets may be so processed that they don't resemble actual chicken anymore, but there's still chicken somewhere in there. Police in Washington Township, Pennsylvania, got a call last week about people getting harassed at a McDonald's. Who was doing the harassing? A flock of angry chickens.
You're killing us all. Don't you get it?
When the cops got there, they found two chickens chasing cars, pecking at the tires, and harassing the people who wanted to eat there. So they scooped up the chickens and eventually tracked down the owners to return them. No charges were filed, obviously. Look, I don't blame the chickens.
You're
all right?
Destroying our population.
I mean, they're out there. They know what's going on. They can smell it. Their brothers and their uncles and their grandmas are just being fried up for us fatties to shovel down our gullets. Yeah. So
didn't that one kid get suspended from a school because he fed his pet chicken a chicken nugget?
I have no idea. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's terrible. It's a terrible story. I don't even know why I brought it up.
I mean, chicken nuggets are delicious. I don't blame a chicken for eating one. Like, you mash yourself down into a pink paste and then make it in a chicken nugget form. I'll probably eat it, Hunter. I'll probably eat it.
I'm a fan of the nuggets. You know, people hate it. Oh, that's like pink paste before. I'm like, yeah, I've seen it, and I still like them. They're still good to me. I don't know.
I can. Oh, 20 nuggets. No problem. I mean, bro, I'm telling you, 20 nugs with a plethora of dipping sauces. I'm doing it. I'm eating the whole thing, and I'm not going to
feel a certain way after the 20th nug. But,
dude, the amount of sodium, it feels like your head's going to pop off, man. But it's so good.
What's your sauce of choice? I'm a honey mustard guy.
Honey mustard's good. If I could only pick one sauce, it'd probably be the sweet and sour. For the nugs. Mm-hmm. Chicken tenders, totally different. Chicken tenders, I like a buffalo sauce. But for nuggies, you got to do the sweet and sour. It is the OG. It's the greatest thing ever.
I like sweet and sour, too. It is good.
But I'm not joking when I go, and I tell them, like, I'm like, all right, I'll take a 20-piece chicken nugget. They're like, okay, sauces. I need two buffalo. I need two sweet and sour. I need two barbecue. And if it's extra, that's fine.
Do you want to get murdered, Brock? Because that's how you get murdered. Because those people that work there, for some reason, they ration those sauces like it's the very last sauce on the planet Earth. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's not like the guy working the drive-thru made the sauces himself.
No, apparently he did. Look, apparently he did, Brock. Every one of them.
Charge me for them. I'm not going to lose sleep over 50 cents. I want it. Give it to me. But don't act like I just committed a war crime when I asked for extra sauces. Just give me the damn sauces.
It's insane. They always, okay.
You know that's going to be 50 cents a piece. I'm like, yes, that's fine. Don't worry. I tapped in my 401k. I got it covered, all right?
Right. You know what? Here's a dollar and keep the other 50 cents.
Yeah.
I know it's terrible on you. I know it ruined your day to give me an extra sauce. But for God's sakes.
Just give me the sauce.
Just one time. I want to add, hey, can I get an extra sauce? Absolutely. You should. You know what? Here's four extra.
Yeah. Yeah,
you never get that.
Yeah, I want that guy to go, hey, don't tell my boss I threw in 9 extra sauces for him. Like, hell yeah, bro.
You know?
Awesome. And see, like, I'll go to certain places, I'll say, give me a handful, because that is better than saying, I'll take some ketchup or I'll take some barbecue sauce. Because when you say some, they'll give you two packets. It's like, all right, that'll cover one French fry. I say, give me a handful, and then usually it's a little bit better, you know?
Give me all you got.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Give me whatever you're comfortable with giving me, and that changes from time to time. But yeah. Just give me the sauce.
I like that. Whatever you're comfortable giving me, because then it puts it in their hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Nobody wants to be a jerk.
Exactly. And most times they don't care. They don't care. All right. Well, there you go. We started off with angry chickens, and then we got angry about sauce. That is your WTF. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
WTF of the day on the Plan B.